First Chronicles, chapter 1. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Canaan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth were Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. The sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Diphthath, and Togarmah. The sons of Javan were Elisha, Tarshisha, Kittim, and Radanim. The sons of Ham were Cush, Mitzraim, Put, and Ka'anan. The sons of Cush were Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Ra'amah, Sabtika. The sons of Ra'amah were Sheba and Dedan. Cush begot Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one on the earth. Mitzraim begot Ludim, Anamim, Lahabim, Naphtuhim, Pathrusim, Casluhim, from whom came the Philistines and the Kaphortim. Canaan begot Sadon, his firstborn, and Heth, the Jebusite, the Amorite, and the Girgashite, the Hivite, the Arkite, and the Sunite, the Arvadite, the Zemarite, and the Hamathite. The sons of Shem were Elam, Ashur, Arphaxad, Lud, Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. Arphaxad begot Shelah, and Shelah begot Eber. To Eber were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. Joktan begot Amodad, Sheleph, Hazarmaveth, Jerah, Hadaram, Uzal, Diklah, Ebal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. Shem, Arphaxad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, and Abram, who is Avraham, or Abraham. The sons of Abraham were Isaac and Ishmael. These are the genealogies. The firstborn of Ishmael was Nebaioth, then Kedar, Abdiel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Masa, Hadad, Tema, Jetur, Naphish, and Kedemah. These were the sons of Ishmael. Now, the sons born to Keturah, Abraham's concubine, were Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shuah. The sons of Jokshan were Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Midian were Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abidah, and Eldaah. All these were the children of Keturah. And Abraham begot Isaac. The sons of Isaac were Esau and Israel. The sons of Esau were Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jaalam, and Korah. And the sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zephi, Gatam, and Kenaz, and by Timnah, Amalek. The sons of Reuel were Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. The sons of Seir were Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishan, Ezar, and Dishan. And the sons of Lotan were Hori and Homam. Lotan's sister was Timnah. The sons of Shobal were Alian, Manahath, Ebal, Shephi, and Onam. The sons of Zibeon were Ahah and Anah. The son of Anah was Dishan. The sons of Dishan were Hamran, Eshban, Ithran, and Cheran. The sons of Ezer were Bilhan, Zaavan, and Jaakan. The sons of Dishan were Uz and Aran. Now, these were the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before a king reigned over the children of Israel. Bela, the son of Beor, and the name of his city was Dinhabah. And when Bela died, Jobab, the son of Zerah of Basrah, reigned in his place. When Jobab died, Husham of the land of the Temanites reigned in his place. And when Husham died, Hadad, the son of Bedad, who attacked Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his place. The name of his city was Avith. When Hadad died, Zemiah of Hazarkah reigned in his place. And when Samlah died, Saul of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his place. When Saul died, Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his place. And when Baal-Hanan died, Hadad reigned in his place, and the name of his city was Pai. His wife's name was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahab. Hadad died also, and the chiefs of Edom were chief Timnah, chief Aliah, chief Jetheth, chief Elihobama, chief Elah, chief Pinyon, chief Kenaz, chief Teman, chief Mibzar, chief Magdiel, and chief Aram. These were the chiefs of Edom. Chapter 2. The Family of Israel. These were the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Now, from Judah to David, the sons of Judah were Onan, and Shelah. These three were born to him by the daughter of Shuah the Canaanitess. The firstborn of Judah, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, so he killed him. And Tamar, his daughter-in-law, bore him Perez and Zerah. All the sons of Judah were five. The sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Zerah were Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Calcor, and Dara, five of them in all. The sons of Carmi was Achar, or we would know him as Achan, the troubler of Israel, who transgressed in the accursed thing. The son of Ethan was Azariah, also the son of Hezron, who were sons of Hezron, who were born to him, were Jeremiel, Ram, and Shelubai. Ram begot Aminadab, and Aminadab begot Nashon, leader of the children of Judah. Nashon begot Salma, and Salma begot Boaz. Boaz begot Obed, and Obed begot Jesse. Jesse begot Eliab, his firstborn, Abinadab the second, Shimeah the third, Nethanel the fourth, Radai the fifth, Ozam the sixth, and David the seventh. Now their sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. And the sons of Zeruiah were Abishai, Joab, and Asahel, three. Abigail bore Amasa, and the father of Amasa was Jether the Ishmaelite. Caleb, the son of Hezron, had children by Azubah, his wife, and by Jerioth. Now these were her sons, Jesher, Shobab, and Ardon. When Azubah died, Caleb took Ephrath as his wife, who bore him Hur. And Hur begot Uri, and Uri begot Bezalel. And afterward Hezron went in to the daughter of Machir, the father of Gilead, whom he married when he was 60 years old. And she bore him Sugub. Sugub begot Yair, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. Geshur and Syria took from them the towns of Jair, with Kenath and its towns, 60 towns. All these belonged to the sons of Machir, the father of Gilead. After Hezron died in Caleb Ephrathah, Hezron's wife Abiah bore him Ashur, the father of Tekoa. The family of Jeremiel. The sons of Jeremiel, the firstborn of Hezron, were Ram, the firstborn, and Bunah, Oran, Ozem, and Ahiah. Jeremiel had another wife whose name was Atarah. She was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jeremiel, were Maaz, Jamim, and Eker. The sons of Onam were Shammai and Jadah. The sons of Shammai were Nadab and Abishur. And the name of the wife of Abishur was Abihail, and she bore him Ab She bore him Ahban and Molid. The sons of Nadab were Seled and Appaim. Seled died without a children. The son of Appaim was Ishi. The son of Ishi was Sheshan, and the Sheshan's son was Ahlai. The sons of Jadah, the brother of Shammai, were Jether and Jonathan. Jether died without children. The sons of Jonathan were Peleth and Zaza. These were the sons of Jeremiel. Now, Sheshan had no sons, only daughters, and Sheshan had an Egyptian servant whose name was Jarha. Sheshan gave his daughter to Jarha, his servant, as wife, and she bore him Attai. Attai begot Nathan, and Nathan begot Zabad. Zabad begot Ephael, Ephlal, and Ephlal begot Obed. Obed begot Jehu, and Jehu begot Azariah. Azariah begot Helez, and Helez begot Elisha. Elisha begot Sismai, and Sismai begot Shalom. Shalom begot Jechemiah, and Jechemiah begot Elishama. The family of Caleb. The descendants of Caleb, the brother of Jeremiel, were Mesha, his firstborn, who was the father of Ziph, and the sons of Mereshah, the father of Hebron. The sons of Hebron were Korah, Tapuah, Rechem, and Shema. Shema begot Raham, the father of Jorkoam, and Rechem begot Shammai. The son of Shammai was Maon, and Maon was the father of Beth-Zur. Ephah, Caleb's concubine, bore Haran, Mozah, and Gazez, and Haran begot Gazez. And the sons of Jaldai were Regem, Jotham, Geshem, Peleh, Ephath, and Shaaphath. Maacah, Caleb's concubine, bore Sheber and Tirhanah. She also bore Shaaph, the father of Manah, Sheva, the father of Machbenah, and the father of Gibeah. And the daughter of Caleb was Aksa. These were the descendants of Caleb. The sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, were Shobal, the father of Kirjath-Jearim, Salma, the father of Bethlehem, and Hareph, the father of Beth-Gader, and Shobal, the father of Kirjath-Jearim, had descendants, Hahareh, and half of the families of Manuhath. The families of Kirjath-Jearim were the Ithrites, the Puthites, the Shumathites, and the Mishraites. From these came the Zorathites and the Eshtolites. The sons of Salma were Bethlehem, the Netophathites, Asroth, Beth-Joab, half of the Mahathanites, and the Zorites. And the families were the scribes who dwelt at Jabez, where the Terethites, the Shemathites, and the Sukathites. These were the Kenites who came from Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab. Chapter 3, the family of David. Now these were the sons of David who were born to him in Hebron. The firstborn was Amnon by Ahinoam, the Jezreelitess. The second, Daniel by Abigail the Carmelitess. Third, Absalom, the son of Maacah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur. The fourth, Adonijah, the son of Haggith. The fifth, Shephatiah by Abital. The sixth, Ithraim by his wife Eglah. These six were born to him in Hebron. There he reigned 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years. And these were born to him in Jerusalem, Shemaiah, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon. Four by Bathshua, the daughter of Amiel. Also, there were Ibhar, Elishama, Eliphelet, Nogah, Nepheg, Japhia, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet, nine in all. These were all the sons of David besides the sons of the concubines and Tamar, their sister. Solomon's son was Rehoboam. Abiah was his son, Asa his son, Jehoshaphat his son, Joram his son, Ahaziah his son, and Joash his son, Amaziah his son, Azariah his son, Jothan his son, Ahaz his son, Hezekiah his son, and Manasseh his son, Amon his son, and Josiah his son. The sons of Josiah were Johanan, the firstborn, the secondborn, Jehoiakim, the third, Zedekiah, and the fourth, Shalom. The sons of Jehoiakim were Jeconiah his son, and Zedekiah his son. And the sons of Jeconiah were Asir, Shealtiel his son, and Malkaron, Pediah, Shenazar, Jekamiah, Hoshima, and Nedabiah. The sons of Pediah were Zerubbabel and Shimei. The sons of Zerubbabel were Meshulam, Hananiah, Shelomith, their sister, and Hashubah, Ohel, Berechiah, Hasadiah, and Jehab, Hesed, five in all. The sons of Hananiah were Pelatiah and Jeshishiah, the sons of Rephaiah, the sons of Arnan, the sons of Obadiah, the sons of Shechaniah. The son of Shechaniah was Shemaiah. The sons of Shemaiah were Hattush, Igal, Bariah, Neriah, and Shaphat, six in all. The sons of Neriah were Elioenai, Hezekiah, and Ezrakam, three in all. The sons of Elioenai were Hodaviah, Eliashib, Peliah, Akab, Johanan, Deliah, and Anani, seven in all. Chapter 4, the family of Judah. The sons of Judah were Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. And Reiah, the son of Shobal, begot Yahath, and Yahath begot Ahumai and Lahad. These were the families of the Zorathathites. These were the sons of the father of Etam, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. And the name of their sister was Hazel of Poni. And Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezar was the father of Hushan. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. And Ashur, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Helah and Naarah. Naarah bore him Ahuzam, Hefer, Temeni, and Haashatari. These were the sons of Naarah. The sons of Helah were Zereth, Zohar, and Ethnan. And Kaz begot Anub, Zozabath, and the families of Aharel, the son of Harum. Now, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore you in pain." And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested. Shelub, the brother of Shua, begot Meher, who was the father of Eshton. And Eshton begot Beth-Rapha, Pasea, and Tinnanah, the father of Ir-Nahash. These were the men of Rechab. The sons of Kenaz were Othniel and Sariah. The sons of Othniel were Hathath and Menothai, who begot Ophrah. Sariah begot Joab, the father of Jeharashim, for they were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, were Aru, Elah, and Naam. The son of Elah was Kenaz, the son of Jehalalel. The sons of Jehalalel were Ziphah, Tiriah, and Asarel. The sons of Ezra were Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalon. And Mered's wife bore Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. His wife Jehudijah bore Yered, the father of Gedor, Heber, the father of Sokah, and Jethuthiel, the father of Zaanoah. These were the sons of Bithiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, whom Mered took. The sons of Hodiah's wife, the sister of Naham, were the fathers of Kelah, the Garmite, and of Eshtemoah, the Maacathite. And the sons of Shimon were Amnon, Rinnah, Bethanon, and Tilon. And the sons of Ishi were Zobeth and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Sheah, the son of Judah, were the father of Lekal, Laada, the father of Mereshah, and the families of the house of the linen, the house of the linen workers of the house of Ashbiah. Also Joachim, the men of Chozabah, and Joash, Seraph, who ruled in Moab, and Jeshubi, Lehem. Now the records are ancient. These were the potters, and those who dwell in Nataim and Gedera, where they dwelt with the king for his work. The sons of Simeon were Nemuel, Yamin, Yarib, Zerah, and Shaul, Shalom his son, Mibsam his son, and Mishma his son. The sons of Mishma were Hamuel, the son, his son, Zakur his son, and Shammai his son. Shammai had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many children, nor did any of their families multiply as much as the children of Judah. They dwelt at Beersheba, Moedah, Hazar, Shual, Bilhah, Ezem, Tolad, Bethuel, Hormah, the Ziklag, Beth Merakaboth, Hazar Suzim, Beth Biri, and at Shaar Raim. These were the cities under the reign of David. And their villages were Atam, Ain, Rimmon, Token, and Ashtan, 5 cities. And all the villages that were around these cities as far as Baal, these were the cities as far as Baal, correction. These were their dwelling places, and they maintained their genealogy. Meshobab, Zamiek, and Yosha, the son of Amaziah, Joel and Yehu, the son of Joshibiah, the son of Sariah, the son of Aziel, Elionai, Jaagabah, Jeshohiah, Isaiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, and Benaiah, Zizah, the son of Shippi, the son of Elon, the son of Jediah, the son of Shimri, the son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by name were leaders in their families, and their father's house increased greatly. So they went to the entrance of Gedor as far as the east side of the valley to seek pasture for their flocks. And they found rich, good pasture, and the land was broad, quiet, and peaceful, for some Hamites had formerly lived there. These recorded by name came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and they attacked their tent, the Munites, who were found there, and utterly destroyed them as it is to this day. So they dwell in their place because there was pasture for their flocks there. Now some of them, 500 men of the sons of Simeon, went to Mount Seir, having as their captains Pelatiah, Neriah, Rephaiah, and Uzziel, the son of Ishi. And they defeated the rest of the Amalekites who had escaped. They have dwelt there up to this day. Chapter 5, the family of Reuben. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, he was indeed the firstborn, but because he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, so that the genealogy is not listed according to the birthright. Yet Judah prevailed over his brothers, and from him came a ruler, although the birthright was Joseph's. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, were Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Joel were Shemaiah, his son Gog, his son Shammai, his son Micah, his son Reiah, his son Baal, his son, and Berah, his son, whom Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, carried into captivity. He was leader of the Reubenites. and his brethren by their families when the genealogy of their generations was registered, the chief Jeiel and Zechariah, and Bela the son of Azaz, the son of Shema, the son of Joel, who dwelt in Aroer, as far as Nebo and Baal-Meon. Eastward they settled as far as the entrance of the wilderness, this side of the river Euphrates, because their cattle multiplied in the land of Gilead. Now, in the days of Saul, they made war with the Hagarites, who fell by their hand, and they dwelt in their tents throughout the entire area east of Gilead. And the children of Gad dwelt next to them in the land of Bashan, as far as Salcah. Joel was the chief, Shepham the next, then Yaanai and Shaphat in Bashan. And their brethren of their father's house, Michael, Meshulam, Sheba, Jorai, Jachan, Ziah, and Eber, seven in all. These were the children of Abihail, the son of Huri, the son of Yeroah, the son of Gilead, the son of Michael, the son of Jeshishai, the son of Yadu, the son of Buz. Ahi, the son of Abdiel, the son of Guni, was the chief of their father's house. And the Gadites dwelt in Gilead, its Bashan, and the Gadites dwelt in Gilead, in Bashan, and in its villages, and in all the common lands of Sharon within their borders. All these were registered by genealogies in the days of Jotham, the king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, king of Israel. The sons of Reuben, the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh had 44,760 valiant men, men able to bear shield and sword, to shoot with the bow, and skillful in war, who went to war. They made war with the Hagarites, Jetur, Nephish, and Nodab, and they were helped against them, and the Hagarites were delivered into their hands, and all who were with them, for what? They cried out to God in the battle. He heeded their prayer because they put their trust in him. Then they took away their livestock, 50,000 of their camels, 250,000 of their sheep, and 2,000 of their donkeys, also 100,000 of their men. Wow, what a victory. For many fell dead because the war was God's, and they dwelt in their place until the captivity. The family of Manasseh east. So the children of the half-tribe of Manasseh dwelt in the land, and their numbers increased from Bashan to Baal Hermon, that is, to Senir, or to Mount Hermon. These were the heads of their father's houses, Epher, Ishi, Eliel, Azurel, Jeremiah, Hadaviah, and Jadiel. These were mighty men of valor, famous men, and heads of their father's houses. And they were unfaithful to the God of their fathers, and played the harlot after the gods of the peoples of the land, whom God had destroyed before them. So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, that is, Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria. He carried the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh into captivity. He took them to Holah, Habor, Harah, and the river of Gozan to this day. Chapter 6, the family of Levi. The sons of Levi were Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. The children of Amram were Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. And the sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar begot Phinehas, and Phinehas begot Abishua. Abishua begot Bucki, and Bucki begot Uzi. Uzi begot Zerahiah, and Zerahiah begot Meriadath. Meriadath begot Amariah, and Amariah begot Ahitub. Ahitub begot Zadok, and Zadok begot Ahimaaz. Ahimaaz begot Azariah, and Azariah begot Johanan. Johanan begot Azariah. It was he who ministered as priest in the temple that Solomon built in Jerusalem. Azariah begot Amariah, and Amariah begot Ahitub. Ahitub begot Zadok, and Zadok begot Shalom. Shalom begot Hilkiah, and Hilkiah begot Azariah. Azariah begot Seraiah, and Seraiah begot Jehozadak. Jehozadak went into captivity when the Lord carried Judah and Jerusalem into the captivity by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. The sons of Levi were Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. These are the names of the sons of Gershon, Libni, and Shimei. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. The sons of Merari were Mahli and Mushi. Now these are the families of the Levites according to their fathers. Of Gershon were Libni his son, Yahath his son, Zimah his son, Joah his son, Iddo his son, and Zerah his son, and Jethari his son. The sons of Kohath were Aminadab his son, Korah his son, Asir his son, Elkanah his son, Abisaph his son, and Asir his son, Tahath his son, Uriel his son, Uzziah his son, and Shual his son. The sons of Elkanah were Amasai and Ahimath. As for Elkanah, the sons of Elkanah were Zophai his son, Nahath his son, Eliab his son, Jeroham his son, and Elkanah his son. The sons of Samuel were Joel the firstborn and Abiah the second. The sons of Merari were Mahli, Libni, Shemaiah his son, Uzzah his son, Shemaiah his son, and Haggaiah his son, and Asaiah his son. Now, these are the men whom David appointed over the service of song in the house of the Lord after the ark came to rest. They were ministering with music before the dwelling place of the tabernacle meeting until Solomon built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, and they served in their officer, and they served in their office according to their order. And these are the ones who ministered with their sons. Of the songs of the Kohathites were Heman, the singer, the son of Joel, the son of Samuel, the son of Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Eliel, the son of Toah, the son of Zuf, the son of Elkanah, the son of Mathah, the son of Amasai, the son of Elkanah, the son of Joel, the son of Azariah, the son of Zephaniah, the son of Tahath, the son of Azir, the son of Ebisaph, the son of Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, the son of Israel, and his son, and his brother Asaph, who stood at his right hand, was Asaph, the son of Berechiah, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Michael, the son of Baasiah, the son of Malkiah, the son of Ethni, the son of Zerah, the son of Adiah, the son of Ethan, the son of Zimah, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Yahath, the son of Gershon, the son of Levi. Their brethren, the sons of Merari on the left hand, were Ethan, the son of Kishi, the son of Abdi, the son of Maluch, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Amaziah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Amzi, the son of Bani, and the son of Shamir, the son of Mahli, the son of Mushi, the son of Merari, the son of Levi. And their brethren, the Levites, were appointed to every kind of service of the tabernacle of the house of God. The family of Aaron. But Aaron and his sons offered sacrifices on the altar of burnt offering and on the altar of incense for all the work of the most holy place, and to make atonement for Israel according to all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. Now these are the sons of Aaron: Eleazar his son, Phinehas his son, Abishua his son, Buki his son, Uzi his son, Zerahiah his son, Merioth his son, Amariah his son, Ahitub his son, Zedek his son, and Ahimaaz his son. Now the dwelling places of the Levites. Now these are the dwelling places throughout their settlements in their territories, for they were given a lot by the sons of Aaron of the families of the Kohathites. They gave them Hebron in the land of Judah with its surrounding common lands, but the fields of the cities and its villages they gave to Caleb the son of Jephunneh. And to the sons of Aaron they gave one of the cities of refuge, Hebron, also Libnah with its common lands, Jatir, Eshtemoah with its common lands, Hilan with its common lands, Debir with its common lands, Ashan with its common lands, and Beth Shemesh with its common lands. And from the tribe of Benjamin, Geba with its common lands, Alemath with its common lands, and Anathoth with its common lands. All their cities among their families were 13. To the rest of the family of the tribes of the Kohathites, they gave by lot 10 cities from half the tribe of Manasseh. And to the sons of Gershon, throughout their families, they gave 13 cities from the tribe of Issachar, from the tribe of Asher, from the tribe of Naphtali, and from the tribe of Manasseh in Bashan. To the sons of Merari, throughout their families, they gave 12 cities from the tribe of Reuben, from the tribe of Gad, and from the tribe of Zebulun. So the children of Israel gave these cities with their common lands to the Levites. And they gave by lot from the tribe of the children of Judah, from the tribe of the children of Simeon, from the tribe of the children of Benjamin, these cities which are called by their names. Now some of the families of the sons of Kohath were given cities as their territory from the tribe of Ephraim, and they gave them one of the cities of refuge, Shechem, with its common lands in the mountains of Ephraim, also Gezer with its common lands, Jokmeam with its common lands, Beth-horon with its common lands, Ajalon with its common lands, and Gath-Rimmon with its common lands, and from half the tribe of Manasseh, Anir with its common lands, and Beliam with its common lands, for the rest of the family of the sons of Kohath. From the family of the half-tribe of Manasseh, the sons of Gershon were given Golan in Bashan with its common lands, and Ashtaroth with its common lands. And from the tribe of Issachar, Kadesh with its common lands, Deborath with its common lands, Ramoth with its common lands, and Anem with its common lands. And from the tribe of Asher, Mishal with its common lands, Abdon with its common lands, Hukok with its common lands, and Rahab with its common lands. And from the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh in Galilee with its common lands, Hamon with its common lands, and Kiriath-Jearim with its common lands. That's Kiriath-Jearim with its common lands. And from the tribe of Zebulun, the rest of the children of Merari were given Rimmon with its common lands and Tabor with its common lands. And on the other side of the Jordan, across from Jericho, on the east side of the Jordan, they were given from the tribe of Reuben, Bezer and its wilderness with its common lands, Jahaz with its common lands, Kedemoth with its common lands, and Mephaath with its common lands. And from the tribe of Gad, Ramoth and Gilead with its common lands, Mahanaim with its common lands, Heshbon with its common lands, and Yazer with its common lands. Chapter 7, the family of Issachar. The sons of Issachar were Tola, Pua, Yasub, and Shimron, four in all. The sons of Tola were Uzi, Rephaiah, Jeriel, Yamai, Jibzam, and Shemuel, heads of their father's house. The sons of Tola were mighty men of valor in their generations. Their number in the days of David were 22,600. The sons of Uzi were, the son of Uzi was Izrahiah, and the sons of Izrahiah were Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishiah. All five of them were chief men. And with them by their generations, according to their fathers' houses, were 36,000 troops ready for war, for they had many wives and sons. Now, their brethren among all the families of Issachar were mighty men of valor, listed by their genealogies, 87,000 in all. The family of Benjamin. The sons of Benjamin were Bela, Becher, and Jediel, three in all. The sons of Bela were Esbon, Uzi, Uziel, Yeremoth, and Iri, five in all. They were the heads of their father's houses, and they were listed by their genealogies, 22,034 mighty men of valor. The sons of Becher were Zemirah, Yoash, Eleazar, Elionai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abiah, Anathoth, and Alameth. All these are the sons of Becher. And they were recorded by genealogy according to their generations, heads of their fathers' houses, 20,200 mighty men of valor. The son of Jediel was Bilhan, and the sons of Bilhan were Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Shena'anah, the Shena'anah, Zethan, Tharshish, and Ahishahar. All these sons of Jediel were heads of their father's houses. There were 17,200 mighty men of valor fit to go to war for war and battle. Shupim and Hupim were the sons of Ir, and Hushim was the son of Ahir. The family of Naphtali. The sons of Naphtali were Yaziel, Guni, Jezer, Shalem, the sons of Bilhah. The families of Manasseh, west. The descendants of Manasseh, his Syrian concubine, bore him Machir, the father of Gilead, the father of Asriel. Machir took as his wife the sister of Huppim and Shuppim, whose name was Maakah. The name of Gilead's grandson was Zelophehad, but Zelophehad begat only daughters. Maakah, the wife of Machir, bore a son, and she called his name Peresh. The name of his brother was Sheresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rakem. The sons of Ulam was Badan. These were the descendants of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh. His sister, Hamoleketh, bore Ishhad, Abiezer, and Mahla. And the sons of Shemada were Ayan, Shechem, Lichi, and Aniam. The family of Ephraim. The sons of Ephraim were Shuthelah, Bered his son, Tahath his son, Eladah his son, Tahath his son, Zabad his son, Shulalah, Shuthelah his son, Ezer and Eliad. The men of Gath who were born in that land killed them because they came down to take away their cattle. Then Ephraim, their father, mourned many days, and his brethren came to comfort him. And when he went in to his wife, she conceived and bore a son, and he called his name Beria, because tragedy had come upon his house. Now his daughter was Shirah, who built Lower and Upper Bethhoron and Uzan Shirah. And Rephah was his son, as well as Reseph and Telah his son, Taha his son, Laadah his son, Amihud his son, Elishama his son, Nun his son, and Joshua his son. Now their possessions and dwelling places were Bethel and its towns, to the east Naaran, to the west Gezer and its towns, and Shechem and its towns, as far as Ayah and its towns. And by the borders of the children of Manasseh were Beth Shean and its towns, Taanach and its towns, Megiddo and its towns, Dor and its towns. In these dwelt the children of Joseph, the son of Israel. Now the family of Asher. The sons of Asher were Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, Beriah, and their sister Sarah. The sons of Beriah were Heber and Malchiel, who was the father of Berziath. And Heber begot Japhlet, Shomer, Hotham, and their sister Shua. The sons of Japhlet were Pasach, Bimhal, and Ashvath. These were the children of Japhlet. The sons of Shemer were Ahi, Rokah, Jehubah, and Erem. And the sons of his brother Helem were Zophah, Imnah, Shelesh, and Amal. The sons of Zophah were Suah, Harnapher, Shual, Beri, Imrah, Bezer, Hod, Shema, Shilshah, Jithran, and Bera. The sons of Jether were Jephunah, Pispah, and Ara. The sons of Olah were Ara, Haniel, and Riziah. All these were the children of Asher, heads of their fathers' houses, choice men, mighty men of valor, chief leaders. And they were recorded by genealogies among the army fit for battle. Among the army fit for battle, their number was 26,000. Now, chapter 8, the family tree of King Saul of Benjamin. Now Benjamin begat Bela, his firstborn, Ashbel the second, Ahara the third, Noah the fourth, and Rapha the fifth. The sons of Bela were Adar, Gera, Abihud, Abishua, Naaman, Ahoa, Gera, Shephufan, and Huram, These are the sons of Ahud, who were the heads of the fathers' houses of the inhabitants of Geba, and who forced them to move to Manahath. Naaman, Ahiyah, and Gera, who forced them to move, he begot Uzza and Ahihud. Also, Shaharaim had children in the country of Moab, after he had sent away Hushim and Baara, his wives. By Hodesh, his wife, he begot Jobab, Zibiah, Meshah, Malcham, Jeuz, Sakiah, and Mermah. These were his sons, heads of their father's houses. And by Hushim he begot Abitab and Elpaal. The sons of Elpaal were Eber, Misham, and Shemed, who built Ono and Lod with its towns, and Beriah and Shema, who were heads of their father's houses, of the inhabitants of Ahilon, who drove out the inhabitants of Gath. Ahio, Sheshak, Jeremoth, Zebediah, Arad, Eder, Michael, Ispah, and Joha were the sons of Beriah. Zebediah, Meshullam, Hizki, Heber, Ismari, Jizliah, and Jobab were the sons of Elpaal. Jarkim, Zikri, Zabdi, Elinai, Zelathai, Eliel. Adiah, Beriah, and Shimrath were the sons of Shemet, were the sons of Shemai. Ishpan, Eber, Eliel, Abdon, Zikri, Hanan, Hananiah, Elam, Antothiah, Iphdiah, and Penel were the sons of Shashak. Shamshurai, Shehariah, Athaliah, Jaarishiah, Eliah, and Zikri were the sons of Jeroham. These were the heads of the fathers' houses by their generations. Chief men, these dwelt in Jerusalem. Now the father of Gibeon, whose wife's name was Maacah, dwelt at Gibeon, and his firstborn son was Abdon, then Zur, Kish, Baal, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zechir, and Mikloth, who begot Shimeah. They also dwelt along their, they also dwelt alongside their relatives in Jerusalem with their brethren. Ner begot Kish, Kish begot Saul, and Saul begot Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Esh Baal. The son of Jonathan was Merib Baal, and Merib Baal begot Micah. The son of Micah were Pithon, Melech, Tariah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begot Jehoada, Jehoada begot Alemeth, Asmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri begot Mozah. Mozah begot Benaiah, Rephah his son, Elisha his son, and Azel his son. Azel had six sons whose names were these: Azrikam, Bakaru, Ishmael, Shariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Azel. And the sons of Eshek, his brother, were Elam, his firstborn, Jeush the second, and Eliphelet the third. The sons of Ulam were mighty men of valor, archers. They had many sons and grandsons, 150 in all. These were all sons of Benjamin. Chapter 9. So all Israel was recorded by genealogies, and indeed they were inscribed in the book of the kings of Israel. But Judah was carried away captive to Babylon because of their unfaithfulness. And the first inhabitants who dwelt in their possessions in their cities were Israelites, priests, Levites, and the Nethinim, dwellers in Jerusalem. Now, in Jerusalem, the children of Judah dwelt, and some of the children of Benjamin, and of the children of Ephraim and Manasseh. Uthai, the son of Ammihud, the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Bani, of the descendants of Perez, the son of Judah. Of the Shilonites, Asaiah, the firstborn, and his sons. Of the sons of Zerah, Juel, and their brethren, 690. of the sons of Benjamin, Saleu, the son of Meshulam, the son of Hodaviah, the son of Hasenua, Ibniah, the son of Jeroham, Elah, the son of Uzi, the son of Mikri, Meshullam, the son of Shephatiah, the son of Ruel, and the son of Ibniah, and their brethren according to their generations, 956. All these men were heads of a father's house and their father's houses. The priests in Jerusalem. Of the priests, Jedidiah, Jehoiarib, and Yakin. Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshullam, the son of Zadok, the son of Merioth, the son of Ahitub, the officer over the house of God. Adiah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Pashur, the son of Malkiah, Maasai, the son of Adiel, the son of Yazarah, the son of Meshullam, the son of Meshullamith, the son of Immer, and their brethren, heads of their father's houses, 1,760. They were very able men for the work of the service of the house of God. The Levites at Jerusalem. Of the Levites, Shemaiah, the son of Hasab, the son of Azrikam, the son of Hashabiah, of the sons of Merari. Bakar, Heresh, Galal, and Mataniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zikri, the son of Asaph. Obadiah, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah, the son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, who lived in the villages of the Netophathites. And the gatekeepers were Shalom, Akub, Talmon, Ahiman, and their brethren. Shalom was the chief. Until then, they had been gatekeepers for the campus of the children of Levi at the king's gate on the east. Shalom, the son of Kori, the son of Abisaph, the son of Korah, and his brethren from his father's house, the Korathites, were in charge of the work of the service, gatekeepers of the tabernacle. Their fathers had been keepers of the entrance to the camp of the Lord, and Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, had been the officer over them in time past. The Lord was with him. Wonderful. Zechariah, the son of Meshelemiah, was keeper of the door of the tabernacle of meeting. All those chosen as gatekeepers were 212. They were recorded by their genealogy in their villages. David and Samuel, the seer, had appointed them to their trusted office. So they and their children were in charge of the gates of the house of the Lord, the house of the tabernacle, by assignment. The gatekeepers were assigned to the four directions, the east, the west, the north, and south. And their brethren in their villages had come with them from time to time for 7 days. For in this trusted office were four chief gatekeepers. They were Levites, and they had charge over the chambers and treasuries of the house of God. And they lodged all around the house of God because they had the responsibility, and they were in charge of opening it every morning. Other Levite responsibilities. Now some of them were in charge of the serving vessels, for they brought them in and took them out by count. Some of them were appointed over the furnishings and over all the implements of the sanctuary, over the fine flour and the wine and the oil and the incense and the spices. And some of the sons of the priests made the ointment of the spices. Mattathiah of the Levites, the firstborn of Shalom the Korahite, had the trusted office over the things that were baked in the pans. And some of their brethren of the sons of the Kohathites were in charge of preparing the showbread for every Sabbath. These are the singers, heads of fathers' houses of the Levites, who lodged in the chambers and were free from other duties, for they were employed in that work day and night. These heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites were heads throughout their generations. They dwelt at Jerusalem. Now the family of King Saul. Jael, the father of Gibeon, whose wife's name was Maakah, dwelt at Gibeon. Her firstborn son was Abdon, then Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth. And Mikloth begot Shimeam. They also dwelt alongside their relatives in Jerusalem with their brethren. Ner begot Kish. Kish begot Saul, and Saul begot Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Esh, Baal. The son of Jonathan was Merib-Baal, and Merib-Baal begot Micah. The sons of Micah were Pithon, Melech, Tahriah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begot Jerah. Jerah begot Alemeth, Asmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri begot Mozah. Mozah begot Benaiah, Raphaiah, his son, Elisah, his son, and Azel, his son. And Azel had six sons whose names were these: Azrikam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Shiriah, Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel. Here ends the reading of chapter 9 of 1 Chronicles.